Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Ujambu, hello. How's everybody? The first work day of the week, the second day of the week. I trust everyone had a revelicious weekend. How about those Kansas City Chiefs? It was a good game. Anyhow, today on Blacks, BLAX, Black, BLAC Game Radio, we're going to be talking about Sir Mr. Henry Blair. He was the Blacks, black man. Who patented two devices designed to help boost agricultural productivity. He became the second black man to receive a United States patent. He was a successful farmer. Blair patented two inventions. He received his first patent for a corn planter on October 14, 1834. The planter resembled a wheelbarrow with a compartment to hold the seed and rakes, dragging the iron to cover them. This device enabled farmers to plant their crops more efficiently and enabled a greater total yield. Blair signed a patent with an X indicating that he was illiterate. Which was understandable. Ain't that what they do? Blair obtained his second patent to a cotton planter on August 31st, 1836. This invention functioned by splitting the ground with two shovel-like blades that were pulled along by a horse or other draft animal. A wheel-driven cylinder behind the blade deposited seed into the freshly plowed ground. The design helped to promote weed control while distributing seeds quickly and evenly. In claiming credit for his two inventions, he became only the second black man to hold a United States patent. He was a free man. The granting of his patents is not evidence of his legal status. In 1857, an enslaver challenged the courts for the right to claim credit for an enslaved person's invention. Wow. Since enslaved people were his property, the plaintiff argued anything in the possession of the enslaved people was the owner's property as well. So that's where they got this concept from in Hollywood. Right, own you and everything about you. I own you and anything that you created ain't yours, is mine. That they had Dave Chappelle, his name was no longer his name. It was their name that they were allowing him to use that he was born with on his birth certificate when he went and got his name back. Okay. The following year, patent law changed so as to exclude the enslaved from patent eligibility. Wow. Wow. 1857, they tried to challenge him, but he won. And in 58, as always, they changed the rules. One more time, I keep telling people, The man was not a slave, but somebody seen this man getting paid and like, oh, that's my nigga. Wow. Then in 1871, after the Civil War, the law was revised to grant all American men, regardless of race, the right to patent their invention. 1871. Yeah. Women were not included in the intellectual property protection. Blair's father only Thomas Jennings as a black patent holder. Exact records indicate that Jennings received a patent in 1881 for the dry scouring of clothes. Though the patent record contains no mention of Jennings' race, his background has been accentuated through sources, of course. Anyway, yeah, a black man who created food, the substitute plant food, and as you look at the reflections representative of what he created, knowledge that the original. See, that's what people keep forgetting when it comes to my forefathers. Because my forefathers count. Most people's foreparents don't count because they got feet upon the golden head of the world's land. That's the exact reason why mine do. Because I did not write a book that said God's chosen people are going to have feet upon his own hand of open land. That book was written before I even was admitted to this world. It was admitted for me. I was admitted for the book. Excuse me. Let me not get full of myself. I was admitted for the sake of reestablishing the book of life, which they call the Bible, but it calls the book of life. One more time. I was admitted to be the one to be committed to reestablish the New Testament of Emmanuel. See, y'all, they got y'all reading the New Testament of Jason. I'm teaching the New Testament of Emmanuel. Anyhow, as I said before, they keep changing the rules when they see the black man has a brain. This black man created something. And it was, then when it took off, it was like, wait a minute. Hey, I used to own him. Yeah, you used to. Don't count no more. Yeah, you used to. Why? Because he can't sign his name. See, the glorification of that is goal allowed him to continue, so that I, 2024, could speak upon my brother from the 1800s. See what I'm saying? So, one more time, I am committed to being admitted to this world as a representative of those who came before me. And I will continue to expound upon the glorification of blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, men and women who did the three W's, changed the whole wide world. One more time. If I so happen to be an individual so be it. Notice that and don't say to yourself, well, he already talked about them. Okay, and that's also part of my job, to repeat some things so that some people can understand some things. Prime example, Happy Black History Week. Carter G. Woodson took the second week of February to honor Sir Mr. Frederick Douglass, 2/14/1818, Earth Day. One more time. Carter G. Woodson took the second week of February to honor Sir Mr. Frederick Douglass, 2/14/1818. His firm belief and hope was that by establishing the second week of February, there will come a time when those will no longer be needed because people will recognize his reflections, his, and acknowledge us as people. Unfortunately, it didn't work because they whitewashed his week that he took and gave up the month. So anybody within hearing this, or anybody that has knowledge of this, 2/14/1818, happy birthday, sir, Mr. Frederick Douglass, in honor of Carter G. Woodson, who created Black History, the second week of February that he took. I'm going to say again, he took that. He didn't ask nobody for nothing. He took that because he's a black man. And that's what black men, who are a direct reflection of Emmanuel, who was and is a reflection of Adam, who was and is a reflection of gold, of gold, pure blood, feet of polished gold, and hear the word of life. Not word, my words, his words. One more time. I through in and of Emmanuel, Son of Man. As always, imparting. One more time. Sir Mr. Henry Blair, that made planting seed and everything, Papa Santi Sana. Thank you very much. One to Kupanda, one love, Raka, bless you. Amani Kutoka, you. Peace from above.